This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV and FanDuel TV. Tone, good morning.
Morning, Kenny.
All right, we'll get to this coming up at 6:20, I promise you. You were not excited, or people were not excited, that Kirk Cousins was in town? Because you guys yesterday made me think, and I had to sit there and wonder, was I really excited or was I really not excited? Was I feigning personal excitement because Kirk Cousins was in town?
The sentiment that I was getting when I talked to people over the weekend was, why does anybody care if Kirk Cousins is in town? Why would anybody want him as a quarterback? Why would they want the Browns to trade something to get Kirk Cousins? Who is this good for? Why is there any excitement? He was terrible last year, and he's injured.
So all those things are very valid things to wonder. I think it was just the whole thing of Kirk Cousins is a conversation piece, and then all of a sudden the guy shows up at a Chipotle of all things,
yeah,
and then a barbecue place. Because at first, when I first saw the photos, this was back on Thursday, I was like, photoshopped, or it's a Chipotle at some other place or something like that. And then people were like, no, this is the real. There's a real Chipotle there.
Well, and because nobody had Browns gear in the original photo. It was like Duke, like the one kid had, yeah, Duke, and everyone's like, well, wouldn't there be all sorts of Cleveland stuff around?
That's what you would think. And then he was at the City Barbecue place. I haven't been to the Chipotle in Westlake. I've never been to the City Barbecue in Avon. I'm looking over in the restaurateur's direction.
Well, I wouldn't call me a restaurateur.
Well, yeah, you have to start.
Those are not restaurants I go to.
The foodies directions. Well, both of you guys,
but I do live in that area.
Yes.
And so I had people texting me. We talked about this on Friday, who were there and was like, dude, I saw Kirk Cousins. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Turns out
I was wrong.
Many white guys in their late 30s in flannel, yes, who are in Avon, Ohio at that time. So it's not that far of a stretch. But I think it is just the surprise of seeing Kirk Cousins, who's an often talked about quarterback. What are you doing here? What exactly are you doing here, Kirk? Like, that was kind of out of nowhere. So I think the surprise is what threw some people off and got some people going. But when you actually break it down that way, yeah, they kind of have to. When the shine of it all wears off, you kind of got to go, yeah, we want to give up what for him? And he's already getting paid how much? And we're going to start to see. Like, he's a better option than some, probably a better option than what's left, but it's still not great. Like, you're getting put into a desperate mode that people don't want to be put into. And I think that's why people are maybe pausing and over the weekend kind of saying those things to you, Tone. I guess I don't find those people egregious. Well, maybe you thought I would. I don't.
It was obviously the media, because probably it's the job of media to keep track of these things. And right now, your starting quarterback week one is Kenny Pickett. So
no, it's not.
So that's what prompted people to have any kind of excitement over this. And then Brown's social media. But the people I were talking to, they are not in Brown's social media, and they're like, they've already given up their season tickets. They already don't. They are so down on this team. We made note on Friday how two different sites put out win totals, and the Browns were dead last in the AFC. And
dead last.
Yeah. It was 4.5.
Judas Priest.
It was 4.5. So, you know, Cousins takes four. Does it take 4.5 to 5.5? Probably doesn't change it all that much. And normally quarterbacks are chiefly responsible.
Depending on who your QB ends up being, yeah, towards the end of the year.
So they did not understand at all, why is anybody care if Kirk Cousins was in town? Why is this something that has got some people, maybe a small faction of the fan base, excited?
Because it's somebody different. It's somebody new. It's not Kenny Pickett. It's a... I think some people would like him to start just because they don't want to draft a quarterback. I think that's part of it. I saw your poll over the weekend and that more people wanted to take Will Howard in the second round than wanted to take Shedeur Sanders at number two, which, I mean, I like Shedeur Sanders and I like Will Howard a whole bunch. But, I mean, Will Howard, you gotta have somebody. Then I would really need to have Kirk Cousins there. I got to have somebody to start the season. Somebody have any sort of faith in that they can start the season and start the season off well before Will Howard were to take over if they were to take that guy. And that's the same for just – I know a lot of people are back on the Jackson Dart train, even though every single scout that we ever have on or we ever play their audio on – I mean, again, you had a scout tell us on the air that you already have – your and this was – earlier in the draft process, because I don't think he's on the roster anymore, you already have Jackson Dart. His name's Bailey Zappe. I'm going, holy cow, this is some mean stuff. But even if they were to take Jackson Dart or any one of these guys, like, you got to have somebody that you have any sort of faith in to start the season. Like, does Kenny Pickett inspire any sort of faith to start the season? No. I wouldn't think so. So I guess Because Kirk Cousins isn't Kenny Pickett, maybe people get excited.
The point is, Kenny, none of the – like, if I would have told you
They're not good options.
If I would have told you last year when things were spiraling –
or exciting.
And they end up, you know, going on the losing streak to end the season, and if I would have told you at that point, hey, Kirk Cousins is your starting quarterback week one next year, people have been like, that's it? That's saving the jobs of people? That is something – like, I'll take a year off. That's probably what people would have said.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of getting to that to some level. Some of the stuff I think that the moment they, if they were to go out and they were to draft a Shedeur Sanders number two overall, I think probably a lot of the tenor would change. Like, all right, let's see what he does.
Yeah, there'd be excitement just because.
Would there be a faith? Are you saying there'd be no faith?
I don't know how much faith there would be just because there's been so much, like, really, if you think about it, since the combine, it's tough to find that many people that are head over heels on him. There are a few. You know, we brought up Bucky Brooks, right? Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
But everybody else is like, he doesn't even have a first-round grade. Or if he does, it's like late first round. So, you know, that's a tough one too. But there'd be more excitement because of who it is, because of all the stuff, all the emotion involved with that. Who's got more headlines than him in college football the last few years?
And I get mad at Daryl over the whole dumpster fire thing because I'm like, well, you can't just shout dumpster fire all the time and say that this is just a total dumpster fire and nothing. Like, give me a plan. And some of the people's plans really aren't that bad. I mean, when I break down any sort of a caller. I'm talking a caller's plan. When they're like, hey, you know what? Abdul Carter's there. He's a fine football player. I know that he kind of gets swallowed up by bigger guys, but da 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 da. But you know what? If you take Abdul Carter and then you take a guy that people seem to like later on, if you were to take Jackson Dart, if you were to take Will Howard, Tyler Shook is going to be a real big – I don't know what's going on there. But if you were to take one of those guys, I think then they would go, okay, like, we take a quarterback. The quarterback might be okay later on. If he's not okay – hey, we don't think this team's going to be that good anyway. So if the team's not that good anyway, I still get a good football player, and my team will be better on and ready once we take somebody else out of the draft. I think that's the way a lot of fans are thinking. And Kirk Cousins doesn't really help that, because if you're thinking, well, what are you going to give up for Kirk Cousins because of the contract? A fourth-round pick? Do you want to give up a fourth-round pick for Kirk Cousins?
I don't know why you'd want to give up anything to get Kirk Cousins. I just keep coming back to that. Like, why would we have to give up an asset to get, just because you need somebody to play the position?
No. I mean, there's still, like, Joe Flacco's still out there. If you want to go ahead and go after Joe,
yeah, I guess that. You know what? That would be my question. Why wouldn't you just, like, what is the ceiling with Cousins? Like, we all know that Joe Flacco's got his limitations at this stage of his career.
You really
got
to ask, what's the floor with Cousins? I mean, what's our, with him coming back at his age, off an injury? You know, what is my floor with Kirk? You'll play a lot of 1 o'clock games, I imagine. I think he's pretty good at 1 o'clock. What's the old saying about Kirk? Not very good in prime time, but really, really good at 1 o'clock. Elite at 1 o'clock. So you might honestly, like, that is his career. Maybe you get a good version of Kirk Cousins. He'd be taken care of by his coach, by his coaching staff. I would assume so. He's a veteran. He could probably take care of himself in so many ways. But then I think eventually you get to a point where I think what a fan wants, and maybe why they get so excited about Kirk Cousins, they don't want to be in a position where they have to draft a guy and give him time where I might not have time with the rest of the front office and the rest of the coaching staff. Because if you do take, and I've said this the entire way through, if you do take Shador Sanders and he doesn't necessarily pan out this year, there's going to be a sincere argument about whether or not he was given everything he needs to be given to be a quality quarterback in the NFL. And then that leads to another conversation that I think people are just trying to avoid going into 2026, is if you need a QB who's fresh, a new perspective, or you're going to run this thing back with Shador Sanders. And then everything that goes back with the argument of running it back with Shador Sanders. Because it's not just that plain and simple. I mean, it gets very dramatic very quickly if you're switching out head coaches and switching out general managers and talking about bringing back Shador Sanders and what to do with him. I think a lot of people would go, hey, you know what? Even though you said it and you're right, nobody is just not going to get anybody fired. They could all get somebody fired. And they could take Abdul Carter and they could still all get fired at the end of the year. Absolutely. And he could go out there and he could have 10 sacks and they could still get fired because their defense, I mean, if you look at the advanced metrics, was not that much of a problem last year. It was not as good as what it was the year before, but it wasn't the problem that we made it out to be because it was so good the year before. Offensively, you're in shambles. I mean, you couldn't move the ball last year, no matter who played QB. So if you're going to go this route, okay, if I get a veteran here and I get Abdul Carter, all right, I know I'm going to be better for the future. I know this player can be good, and even if we don't do very well, if we top out at 6 wins, I'm still in a position where I could have an advantage there. And then if I really wanted to, because I have good younger other players and I haven't made some silly trade that's crazy, then I can go ahead and trade up if I need to trade up, if I have 6 wins going into next year. But then again, the conversation becomes, well, you kept everybody after 3 wins. What are you going to do after 6, 7, 8, or 9? I mean, there is a window where you have to keep some of these guys, or you make the argument to keep these guys, I should say. So that's what you got to get figured out right now, man. Like, it's not fun. It is not a fun process, not by any means. And I just think it's very bizarre that Kirk Cousins, the guy who's often talked about, is in Westlake, Ohio, of all things. Why was he here? What did Daryl say he was here for?
He was visiting a friend, is what Daryl
That's what Daryl said.
Visiting a friend?
Yeah, it made no sense. Made absolutely no sense.
Wait, what?
If you're visiting a friend, you're not going to... Like, when you go and visit friends, do you take off on your own, get out of the group setting of hanging out with the
friend there,
and go get food for yourself?
From what I was told, no.
He wasn't visiting a friend?
I don't know. What I was told, he was not with a friend.
Somebody said he was on a layover.
Why would you be all the way over there?
I don't know.
There are Chipotles
Now, why would you leave the air? What kind of booking is Kirk Cousins doing that has an extensive layover?
I would see if it was a pop off the highway, but they are on different highways.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a Chipotle right on Bagley Road.
Yeah.
Right by the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not right by, but it's right by.
Three, 5 minutes away. Yeah.
I mean, you get right off the highway, go through Berea, go down to Bagley Road, boom, you're there.
Yeah,
off
now
you
the conventional wisdom was that, you know, who was even in Berea representing the Browns? If they were all doing pro days and personal
Abdul
workouts.
Carter days.
Who was even in town to talk to?
I don't know. What makes it even more bizarre.
It got people wondering if he was getting like a physical, whether he was getting, you know, some sort of a professional physical situation, because, you know, I did say, like, last year, I thought the Browns kind of lost some credibility on this when they're like, hey, Deshaun's ahead of schedule. You know, we've seen him. He's fine. And then, you know, at the end of the year, people are like, yeah, he was never really fully healthy. All right, well, how do you know if Cousins is ready? How the hell would you know that? He's not even in the building. Well, and you're going to make him the starting quarterback? And you're going to trade an asset for him?
Maybe he was getting himself acquainted with being in the building. I don't know. It just... You are right. Everything you say is right. I have nothing to argue with because I don't have any facts on my side. I have no idea why he was here. I have nobody has told me why he was here other than I read a layover and I go, that doesn't make any damn sense at all. By the way, there's 2 Chipotles on Bagley. I know the Chipotle as well.
Wow.
Well, you can go through one. You have to go in. The other one, you have a drive-through lane. Either side of Bagley.
On all your success.
You know what they say about Chipotles in Cleveland, right?
Yeah. What?
You don't like one, just drive 5 minutes down the road.
Down the other side of Bagley. And you get to go to one that's a Chipotlane. That's a great invention, by the way.